we are living through, and I'm going to connect the dots for you rapidly, a low-grade communist revolution in the United States of America. Let me explain. When Mao Zedong took over China, after a certain period of time, the doctors were taken out of the surgical wards and put into the laundries and made to do laundry. And the communists took the laundresses, who were uneducated adults, and put them into the surgical rooms and said, perform surgery. When the young women who couldn't, who before were laundresses, were told to perform surgery, said, but I don't know how to do it, they were shot as counter-revolutionaries. What we have today as a result of affirmative action and unchecked illegal immigration is the equivalent of a socialist revolution in the United States of America, where intelligence itself is not only suspect, but intelligence itself will soon be declared racist and a trick of the white man. And so if your student works very hard, your child works very hard and gets a straight A average, you will hear the affirmative actioneers say, why, those grades mean nothing. Life experiences are what count. And the life experience racket is how they've been able to push dummies ahead of the kid who gets straight A's. That's how they can take sub-morons and make them the captain and police forces, while the white man who gets, let's say, 100 on a written test is given a 50 on an oral test with an aggregate score of a 75, so a dummy who got a 50 on a written test can be given 150 with an extra grade for being not white and come up with an aggregate score of 100 and be made the white man's captain inside the police departments of the United States of America. Do you understand what I just said to you? Well, you do if you're a white man and you're in a police department. They have a new racket. They don't call it affirmative action. The racket works like this. First, they give you a written test, which you can't cheat on. So if the white guy gets, let's say, a 98 or 100, they then give him what's called an oral exam. The oral exam is conducted preferably by a lesbian and a person of color, who usually gives the white man a 30 or a 20 on the exam for not being properly communicating. Then, of course, if they get a minority in there who got a 30 or a 40 on a written exam, they give him 100 or 150 on the oral, and so the minority winds up with a higher aggregate score, and he becomes the captain in the police department. That's called communism. There is a hostile takeover of the United States of America by Mexico. Affirmative action is being used to purge our police departments of white males, particularly heterosexual Christian white males are being purged from state departments, state police departments, and from police departments. They are only putting in women, particularly women who are not married, let's put it to you that way, in a nice delicate matter, unless they're married to a turkey baster, illegal aliens who have become citizens by nefarious means, and of course people of color. White males need not apply. This is all connected to the flood of illegal aliens swamping America. Israel is the canary in the mine. Tell me that Israel is not committing national suicide. The rockets are flying in. Israel does nothing, doesn't lift a hand. Israel offers to give back 93% of the West Bank. And Jimmy Carter, the communist, anti-American, anti-Semitic bastard that he is, comes out and says, Israel is evil for giving back 93% of the West Bank. They got to give back 100%, that anti-Semitic bastard.
Unfortunately, many of our senators are in the same...
Jimmy Carter is a Jew hater through and through. Jimmy Carter is who caused worldwide Islamic terrorism to profligate, to proliferate around the globe. Jimmy Carter undermined the Shah of Iran. Jimmy Carter encouraged Khomeini to come back from exile in Paris. As a result, Khomeini spread his Islamic poison around the globe. Jimmy Carter is a war criminal. Now Jimmy Carter comes out, writes a letter today, and says that Israel, by giving back 93% of the West Bank, is being evil. It's the Jews again tricking the Palestinians. Jimmy Carter is like Hitler with a double talk on top of it all. I can't take this crap anymore. Why is he even taken seriously? Why don't the Jews get up and spit in his face?